Then we should
Lord. Are my boy tako? Yeah. I wanted to see these things before your coming. But no time from tomorrow. Heavy scarcity of time.
Doesn't matter. It is already inside you.
Any question? No?
No, I just want to hear you explain more.
You have? Any question? You are satisfied?
I want more explanation.
What about you? Any question? Everything is so soft, so easy for you. And he is
explain.
Intellectual Zen. Then we should go. What thing?
Where was the place we left? Off. You had explained Yajvichaya. You had already explained. Maybe you.
I think in speaking, Maharaj explained almost the entire first chapter.
Something.
Maybe something more.
Nor is bhakti dependent even upon faith. Sakrada api harigatam shradhaya vilayava. And then it explains that the name of Krishna chanted even once, either with faith or without faith, can deliver any man. But still, to say that faith is not necessary seems very surprising. Even though one verse is given that the Hare Krishna mantra is so great, even without faith, it gets benefit. But don't you need faith for bhakti? Isn't great faith needed? But here it says it's not needed. We're not dependent on faith. Bottom of the test.
Sakri rapi parigitam sadaya halayava.
Don't we need faith in guru and faith in shastra?
आगे we have not yet discussed these things.
No.
It will come. Here, Dan Brahman Sadhata, it has been finished. After that, he is giving some slokes, reference. Sreya Sretim Bhakti Mudeshyate Vibho and Kovartha Apta Bhajatang Swadharmatva. Purai Rai Bhuman Bahu Api Yogina Ityadina Jnana Karma Yogina Prati Safala Siddhai. Here he is telling that को आर्थ भजतां को आर्थ आप भजतां स्वधर्मतः बाईस सदाचार और बाईस शुभ कर्म वे मे है भक्ति इफ एनी मंटल पूर्व पक्ष पूर्व पक्षी नो
Question
and answer. Anyone questions that? Let satakarma and sadachar give bhakti. Without sadachar and satakarma, we may not have bhakti. Here Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is quoting this slok from Srimad Bhagavatam. That sadachar and by shuddha karma or satakarma, bhakti cannot come. Ko artha apto bhajatang swadharmata. He is telling that if a man has prarambha karna started to do hari bhakti, but he has not left his bad works asadachar, he is yet doing some asadachar and not shubha karma, ashubha karma he may do it. But he is trying to do ananya bhajan also. Here he is telling that if a man living swadharma, swadharma means service of father and mother,
participation of duty,
varnashram dharma. If a man living all these things, he has started to do bhajan of Krishna. And in the midway, he falls down. No harm. Again, he will, after that, then, anyhow, he will get any score and he will start from there. That patan. Falling down will not disturb him. For some time it will cover, but after some time, after bhogna, enjoying the karma phal, will again start bhakti. But if a man living Hari Bhajan, doing Satkarma, Sadachar and Varnashram Dharma, very faithfully he is following. What is gain? Against nothing. Because he will have some bhog, enjoyment. After that, again he will fall forever. So there is nothing again in this. So, if a man falls, if he is succumb yet, no harm. God will fulfill his quench his thirst, and again he will give bhakti after that. He he falls down, he will fall down. But yet, Krishna will take his hand and he will again engage in his service. So, we should only fear from aparadha anartha. These are a kind of anartha. But here, this cannot give adhikar to bhakti, these things. So we should respect a man who is yet fallen, but doing bhakti, not to a man who is so pure to his varnashram dharma.
We see examples of this in this time sometimes. Some devotees, even they're fallen, but they're still doing bhakti.
Then they should be respected. But very carefully, not interjection, association. We should not do ninda or anything like that. But we should not praise also. If he comes, come on. Kintu not from heart, not association. Sadachar sampanna, aikantik bhakta, they should be associated. And especially those who are more qualified than us. He is telling that also. Anything? For having Krishna prem or doing bhakti, someone thinks that we should take help of jnana, yoga, karma, or but this thing is not true. Only bhakti can be done. No help from all these things. Sometimes we see that we should do some yoga for our body.
For help.
We should do some yoga.